It's not your grandfather's fishing industry. Alaska is a player in the international seafood market. Many people who think about getting into the game have no clue about what's at stake other than just catching fish. Sunny Rice with the Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program says the Young Fishermen Summit is about everything but the water.
Not so much about how to go out and catch fish or repair your boat, but mostly about what is the market for Alaska seafood? Why do you see one price at the dock and get a different price in the store?
Finances are a big part of the summit, managing a small business and evaluating the costs of entering new fisheries. The summit takes place in late January in Juneau at the same time as a meeting of the International Pacific Halibut Commission. The IPHC, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, the Pacific Salmon Commission, and the Alaska Board of Fisheries all spin the threads that determine the size and shape of fishing seasons in the state. Rice says it's important that young fishermen learn the ropes of talking to these government panels. They have a workshop on just this topic.
We do something called a mock board of fish. So we'll have some of our participants actually play people who are giving testimony, and some of our participants will play board members. And they'll practice giving a 3-minute testimony. We have the light system there so they can see what it's like to have it counting down how many seconds left you have to testify. And we'll teach them about, you know, how to best compress your message into that 3 minutes that you're given.
And it's not just the incredibly complicated politics of Alaska fishing. The scientific management strategy is also daunting for newcomers. Rice says the summit incorporates a number of sessions with fishery scientists and includes a trip to the Douglas Island Pink and Chum Hatchery. So how old is too old for the Young Fisherman Summit? Rice says young doesn't necessarily refer to a participant's age.
The bulk of our audience is people who have maybe just bought in. So you're committed to commercial fishing as a career. Some of these things are new to you.
Now in its sixth year, the summit is beginning to include presentations from alums. Some of the participants from the early years who've gotten a toehold in the business and who have gained a lot of practical experience. It's a great chance to network with some of the people who are already making decisions in the industry, she says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.